The approximately 250,000 people who have obtained health insurance through the Massachusetts Health Connector will need to sign up for new plans because of federally mandated changes in benefits and subsidies that take effect January 1, 2014. Health Connector Executive Director Jean Yang said the outreach is targeting a six-month open enrollment that begins October 1st.
But for some people, if they don't do something, we're going to lose them. And that is what we really worry about.
Yang said the Affordable Care Act, which was based on the 2006 Massachusetts Health Reform Law, will expand health insurance offerings with more carriers and coverage options. Dental insurance will be offered for the first time. People who cannot afford health insurance now may qualify for health insurance subsidies because the federal law increases the income limit to as high as $94,000 for a family of four. More people will transition from subsidized health insurance to MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program.
The Affordable Care Act really fills a number of holes. So for the current system is leaving some people out there falling through the cracks. But the national reform law comes in and provide real help.
About 3% of the state's adults, some 150,000 people, do not currently have health insurance. Yang said Massachusetts will receive more money from the federal government for health care programs.
Some money is coming in to support payment reform, infrastructure development at the provider level. So all of that money is coming in to make the health care system more efficient and the care delivered in a more coordinated fashion.
The Health Connector has tapped 10 community health centers across the state to be part of the Navigator program, which Yang said will help people find insurance coverage that meets their needs and will assist with the application process.
Some of the reform components are very complicated. There is no question about that. So the more you can get out there and speak in a language that people can understand, the more you can get people to respond. At the end of the day, this is really to engage every average consumer.
Caring Health Center in Springfield, which treats about 14,000 mostly low-income patients a year, received $196,000 from the Health Connector to become part of the Navigator program. Chief Operations Officer Jacqueline Johnson said the center will expand its existing patient outreach services.
So if you make a good effort in letting people know that this is available to them, I know that they will come back. And we know that from past experience, from holding our current outreach and enrollment program for more than 6 years, that people will come back if you build good rapport with the community and let them know the services that we have to offer.
The other participants in the Navigator program in Western Massachusetts are ECU Healthcare of North Adams and Hilltown Community Health Centers of Worthington. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.